כן?
It's 8 minutes after 6, and I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting for Wednesday, August 24th, 2016, to order. First order of business is a roll call. Rock, here. Fredericks?
Here.
Missler is excused. Fowler?
Here.
Mooney is excused. Horn is excused. Gingrich?
Here.
Here. Next order of business is to approve the minutes from June 22nd.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from June 22nd.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 4, approved minutes from July 27th, 2016.
I'll move to adopt or to approve as written.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
Just one quick question. I'm sorry, it's Howard. Who made the motion and seconded the adoption of the agenda?
July?
The agenda. I think we skipped it.
Nobody did. We skipped it.
Okay.
Good thing nobody's paying attention.
I thought I spaced out.
Yeah, no, you're
yeah, you did.
you're correct. We'll go back to item number 2 to modify and or adopt tonight's agenda.
I'll move to adopt as written.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Thanks to Trevor. Item number 5, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements for us?
None. I mean, I'll announce the farmer's market going on until October 6th. So if you haven't checked that out already, every Thursday, 3:30 to 6:30. We've had a few weeks now in a row with nice weather, so. Positive thing.
Cool.
No more storms on Thursday nights. Any announcements from the committee?
Nope.
As I mentioned, I won't be here for the September meeting. So, because I'm gone the last 2 weeks of the month. Okay, we'll move on to item number 6, public appearances. Anybody wishing to speak on any topic other than what's on our agenda?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. A little bit later on your agenda, you'll be talking about the intensive or the historic district surveys and the individual nominations. It was just my suggestion that we move forward with the $8,000 historic district and then have Trevor give a call from previous bidders who bid on the Green Avenue Pump House and on the Old Village Hall site for those nominations and see if they wanted to do both houses for $4,000. Because I think that if they're coming up here, $4,000 should be enough to be an enticement to get somebody to do that. The University of Wisconsin Milwaukee School of Architecture is very interested in doing this type of work, and they have students, and they have they've made a commitment to being involved with this type of thing, and so they were somebody that I thought that should be contacted. They bid on the pump house, and they didn't get it, but this would be something that could be done over a winter break when they aren't too busy. And $4,000 for a couple weeks worth of work might be attractive to somebody like that. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other public appearances? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 7, action regarding selection of individually eligible property for the 2015-16 National Register nomination project. Trevor, do you have anything you want to say to start us off, or should we just kind of discuss this amongst ourselves?
I'll just quick pull up the images of the two properties.
Just so we know what we're talking about.
And we should note, just here for the record, that we won't have a quorum to take action on these items because Cecile Feller is a member of one of these two properties, so she would need to recuse herself. So, and that leaves us with three. So we can discuss it, but we won't be able to take any action. And the question I have regarding Robert's rules is, if we're not going to take any action, does Cecile need to recuse herself?
I think she just needs to recuse herself from voting.
Yeah. So there's no reason to for us to kick you out.
Yeah.
Maybe for you to, you know, since we're not voting. Roger Minahan, by the way, as best I could tell, the doctor who perished in the Titanic disaster was his great uncle. Is that correct? His grandfather had 9 siblings, and one of the siblings was Robert, whatever his middle name was. So that's the sinking of the Titanic is linked to his ancestor. And both homes were recommended by our intensive survey because of their architecture, not necessarily the prior residence. It was Category C, which was architecture. There's a Georgian Revival on the right and the Mediterranean Revival on the left. And so,
current residence notwithstanding, you know.
Current, no, way up, yeah, they're obviously important.
That's right, you know.
But our consultant chose that one criteria to call them eligible. So, Trevor, do you have any anything for us to discuss?
Well, you did a great job.
Or else we'll just keep doing what we're doing.
Right. The only, I guess the only suggestion that was thrown out from committee member Mooney was to go off the age. And that was just something that was objective. You won't be voting tonight. That was just something that you might want to discuss. We've had pre-that next meeting how you want to set this criteria to select the home. I don't have good ideas, unfortunately.
Can I ask a question?
You can.
Since we have both property owners here, do either of you have anticipated projects that could benefit with the historic tax credits? Should the property be nominated to the register?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there any project pending that you're holding off on till you get these?
No.
No.
We have no. We complete remodeling whenever we moved in 7-8 years ago, so we have nothing that would qualify for a tax credit going in the future.
Okay.
And we would be the same. We put a new roof on.
You already did everything.
We did everything.
Okay. So that's pretty even.
Yeah.
I was thinking if one was anticipating a project, that we could help speed up. I mean, that would be helpful, but if that doesn't push it over the edge either way.
What do you think about Jim's idea as far as having another group do the two houses? What do you think of that, Trevor?
Trevor, where do we stand with our ability to do that, considering that they weren't on the approved list from the state?
Right. Mm-hmm. That would be a possibility, but it would be having to seek funding from another source, like the village board or something of that nature.
I disagree. can you suspend the rules? Because I think that
we should suspend the rules because we, you know, if you have something to offer. Mm-hmm.
The state screens contractors and has a master list. And so anybody who's approved and on the master list is approved. And the fact that they sent us a shorter list than we needed shouldn't preclude us from going out to the master list. So the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, I looked at their credentials last time when they did on the pump house, and I thought they were fabulous. And they put all of their research into the public domain, and there's something called the Wisconsin idea, which ties together the private sector and the universities, and what's learned at the universities is pumped back into the private sector. So there's a lot of reasons why a university would be a good choice to do those two separate homes. I bet you that they could get it done for $4,000, and they are on, I'm pretty sure that they're on the master list from the state, even though that the state only sent us five names or however many names they sent us. I think that the master list, they're approved vendors on the master list.
And that list is available through the Historical Society or the Historical?
Historic Preservation Office, SHPO, maintains the list. They do other qualifications, and they make sure that only qualified parties are on that list. So they go through training and they go through the whole thing.
Do we already sign a contract with Legacy?
No, but just to clarify something, Mr. Rourke's correct in that the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee is on the state qualified list. There's 12 or more consultants on that list. And we solicited when we applied for the grant because we needed estimates. And UWM actually gave us an estimate that we were able to provide with our grant application. However, part of the grant process, we're limited to only send our RFP out to whoever answered the state's RFQ, and only one consultant firm answered their RFQ. We had other interests shown when we solicited estimates for applying for the grant, but when it came down to showing interest to the state for the RFQ, there's only Legacy Architecture. So we're limited. We're only able to apply to Legacy Architecture.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if it was timing, like time of the school year or something, or, you know. I mean, it seems like it'd be worth a phone call anyway to say it.
It makes sense to have a ship on, take a look at it, take a look at the situation.
I just don't want to jeopardize the grant that we do have, so I think we'd have to clear it with the Historical Society to do that if we were going to go back out and ask for another bid, because that kind of deviates from the whole process of the grant that we were receiving.
I'm a little concerned about the probability of success having, you know, chosen the vendor or the consultant that we want to use. You know, they have a good track record, and I don't want to
think that they never
put grant money in jeopardy by having something fail. And I don't know the qualifications of that group, and I don't know that it's appropriate to think of them doing it in a couple weeks during spring break or Christmas break. I don't believe that's, especially for individual homes, because there's more detail involved. I don't believe they're going to come up here and interview the two owners and look at as-built drawings and build a history in the way that we needed to ensure that we, you know, do the right thing with our grant money. So at this point, unless somebody can change my mind, I'm not in favor of doing anything other than trying to do what we have in front of us here.
I believe that the SHPO is pretty much guaranteed that anybody on the list, their reports get approved. I'm pretty sure that that's what they, I've been in meetings with them, mm-hmm. and they said that if you use anybody on their list, you're pretty much guaranteed that it'll be approved, and the SHPO approves it. And I've talked to the National Park Service, and they say anything that SHPO approves, they approve too, unless there's mm-hmm. compelling reason not to. Because mm-hmm. all the power rests with SHPO.
Okay. It was just an opinion.
Sure.
Trevor, do you have any words of wisdom for us going forward with our discussion tonight? Should we entertain the concept of asking about it, or do you want to? What do we think about trying to follow this lead, or do we think it's not going to get us anything? I'm asking any of the committee members or Trevor.
My opinion is it's deviating from the Wisconsin Historical Society's grant process. So I'd be fearful of jeopardizing what we do have.
Do we have a contact there that we could call?
Yes.
And just say, hey, we're looking at, you know, some options here. We didn't get the board approval for the extra $4,200. Is there a way? I just tell them what we're thinking. And they mm-hmm. can say, well, you know, even, you know, midstream, you better not. Or they might say, yeah, makes sense. Could you make that contact, Bobby? I mean, if you mm-hmm. know that person? Let's do that, get some feedback. Pardon?
I certainly can reach out, too.
Okay.
Or no, whatever you think, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I mean, whatever community feels is more comfortable with.
So do you want to, is Bobby going to do it, or is Trevor going to do it?
It doesn't matter. I just don't know if I can on behalf of the village. I mean, because they're contracting with you.
Sure.
So maybe Trevor.
Yeah. Yeah, I vote for Trevor.
Second.
Second. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Bobby.
To maintain the continuity, since yeah. he's the one who's been in, and again, since he's the contact with the village.
Yeah.
And then we'll at least have that avenue explored. And it'll either be okay or it won't be. And we can have an answer for our next impromptu meeting whenever we decide that we're going to have a quorum.
And then also, I'd like to volunteer to donate $200 in addition to whatever is needed. So so even though the board didn't do it, I've contributed $200 if both properties are done.
All right.
So where we are now is that we're not going to take any action, but we can certainly discuss our opinions about which of these two properties, you know, given that we don't know the outcome of Trevor's inquiry with the state. Hope we lost our pictures. Maybe we don't need them.
Yeah, I think we're probably familiar enough. I don't know, it's kind of a toss-up, I guess. I mean, you could say, well, there's locations, I don't know, access.
They're virtually identical. They're both historically important.
About the same age, would you say?
The age is different, but they're both significant properties, and you know, it's a coin toss. They're both very good.
The Herman Grayling property was built in 1920, and the Roger Menahan property was 1938.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they were both, you know, I mean, Roger Minahan was a well-regarded, well-known attorney. He was a partner. And Grayling started and was the owner of couple of different companies, as well as a bank president, I think. His companies built boilers and parts for marine work, among other things. And they lost their property during the Depression. And I don't know what happened after that. That was in the notes from our intensive survey.
And then they also represent two different types of development in Alloway. The Grilling property was developed along the trolley line, so that makes us a trolley suburb. And the Menahan property was developed by the country club, by the golf course, and that makes it a country club subdivision. So they're very, very important in the early development of suburbia.
It was one of the first homes in that neighborhood.
Yeah, they're both very important.
When you look at the, there's a website that you can do overlays, and it shows aerial photographs, and you can compare 1938 or whatever to 2010 or something. And there was like one house on our street. It was our next door neighbor's house. And there was nothing there. And then the Roger Minahan property was there, and there were a couple others scattered around. But there were only two streets platted. It was Arrowhead and St. Francis. And I think Arrowhead was called, had another name.
Marquette,
on the original plat. So Arrowhead's fine. I'm glad they changed.
It's easier.
So I don't know, I'm not adding necessarily anything that would help in the decision. It's just information. If either of the two property owners have anything of interest that they could add to help us talk about how we're going to decide, because the odds are we're probably going to decide. And basically it comes down to a delay of another couple of years. Is that right, Trevor? Pretty much. The grant cycle that we're involved in now we'll sign a contract one way or the other with Legacy, probably. And they'll complete the work next year. And the property that doesn't get included will be included in our next submission, our next letter of intent, which will be for the Robinson Hill. And that'll take us into next year and the year after. So it doesn't mean that it won't happen. It's just that it won't happen at the same time. They won't both happen at the same time. And there's no guarantee. As we discussed, we had extra money. They issue all the grants to districts first. And they gave us more than we needed for our district, so we were able to include one home. That may or may not be true next time around. We don't know how much money they're going to have to distribute, and we don't know what kind of requests are going to come their way in terms of what's needed to be funded. So we can't guarantee that it'll be automatically done next year. Next time, we can assume. The odds are, again, I'm just kind of rambling here. The other variable is that we may have money left over at the end of the year from this year's grant cycle. We won't know that until someone else might decide to not spend all their money, and they would go back in the pool. But as Trevor said, they spent 99. You said they spent 99. Was that Trevor?
Mm-hmm.
$99,900 or something of the $100,000. That they had to spend, so maybe there's 10 or 15,000 left. We won't know next year. And at that point, again, this is just random pieces of information, but in the absence of anything else, I'll just say that if we go with Legacy and we wait for additional grant money to become available early next year, it'll cost us more, because to do a single property is $4,900, not $4,200. So we would spend another $700 potentially from that grant. Otherwise, we'll be short. Mm. We'll have a shortfall. We'll have a gap again. So those are just variables.
It's interesting that they can do a whole district for 8 instead of homes for 4. It's just that much more intense. Is that the reason?
That's my understanding.
Because they don't do each of those individual houses in the district?
They do.
No.
They look, it's more of a...
overview of the whole.
More of an exterior assessment. And the builder, and they do a lot deeper dig for individually eligible projects.
Because it seems high. Compared to
Twenty-six houses or 27.
For 8,000.
Yeah, I guess it's like, you know, the historical context of all the homes together. Yeah. The circumstances historically surrounding their advent, you know, why were they built? You know, was there a railroad or was there a trolley line? You know, and what things unify them. I mean, if you drive down through Robinson Hill, which I'd never done until I started going to the Lorelei for dinner. And I go back through there, and you notice there'll be like three or four houses, at least three in a row sometimes, with the same roof line. Same, they were done at the same time by the same builder, probably. Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, they're not big, elaborate homes, but they're all neat and clean and tidy and clean lines and well-maintained. And there's a continuity about that. So those are the, and they can drive through a neighborhood and write down what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe I should be doing this.
Yeah. Well,
I'll only charge you $3,000. But the individual homes, they do interview the occupants, the owners, and prior occupants. And I think sometimes they even, they do. It's just more intense. It's more significant, I think. Because they need to say that, you know, this home is the best example we have, or one of the top examples that we have in our village of a Georgian revival home. And it meets all the criteria for whatever that might be, you know, the facade and the gables and whatever else. You know, whatever those architectural features are. You know. And they need to go into the detail about remodels and reconstructions and add-ons to make sure that, you know, that big veranda was there originally, or if there's not a veranda, was there one originally?
Sure.
And who did it, and how did they do that, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So.
So we've been operating under the pretense that we could do these under grant money, but we haven't explored whether or not the two homeowners just want to split the difference and make it happen this year versus waiting. Did anyone offer that as an option to either of you yet?
Could you repeat the...
I'm wondering if the two homeowners would want to split the difference.
Was there any discussion of cost sharing?
And there has been discussion with my wife and Ms. Hall. Yeah. There was a discussion.
Okay. So I'm assuming that's a no, you don't want to? What was the outcome of that discussion?
That's fair.
I think I suggested it. You know, to go half and half.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the Bruskies felt that, you know, they have other charities that, I mean, which we all do, but they weren't interested in doing that. Is that correct, Esther?
Yeah. I think I need to hear it. Can you hear me repeat?
Oh, okay. We had discussed that, Joan and I.
Yes.
But I think you felt at this point you weren't interested in...
That's correct.
Yeah, in putting money forward.
Okay.
It's good to know. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for asking the question, and thanks for sharing the outcome.
Well, that's our only route left to go.
That was one that I think Trevor and I talked about that once, you know, that that'd be a possibility.
Right. So if that had been true, then you could do it this year, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could still get it in this year, and then if the state did have extra money, we, of course, would try and go for that first, but... It was the same position we had with the village.
Okay.
we have to have somebody that's going to say, yeah, if it comes to it, I'll pay that money. It wasn't the village, so we want to check with the homeowners first.
Just to make sure we didn't miss an opportunity.
Sure. Yeah. We can go back to the village and say, well, you do two if we get one and one. A little horse trading here, you know. Well, that's good to know that could have been an option.
Could have been an option, you know, assuming it was would have been approved by our village attorney and village board, you know.
Sure.
I don't see why it wouldn't. You know, I'm sure that they could have drawn up a, you know.
So now we just need to defer till decision-making time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't need to decide. We've just talked about things to be thinking about to decide. Am I correct, Trevor? We don't need to, unless we want to offer more opinions for us to think about over the next week or two, you know, about which property, we'd need to be able to come back together whenever Trevor gets us together, you know, to take this action. So.
Right. Yeah, I'd say I'd recommend as soon as possible, only because we were supposed to decide a few months back. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Are we finished discussing item 7 and 8? It appears that we are.
I think so, yeah.
I guess we'll go on to item number 9, update on the restoration efforts of the Red Chapel at the Alloway Catholic Cemetery.
Well, from my understanding, as Commissioner Metzler has been working on the project too. So I was kind of hoping he would be here today, that he would be able to fill in the committee a little bit more. But from my understanding, next week's a big week. They're going to gather the final bids or project estimates and really set a hard number. I guess we should be looking forward to a press release in the near future and a press event where they'll announce the total cost estimate for the project. From my understanding, they're looking at a restoration project for tuck pointing of the roof and some sort of covering for the cellar door there. Because right now it's just currently wood. So that's all I have for now. But yeah. The communication is still going forward with the diocese. Yeah. And
I mean, it sounds like there's been lots of discussion and lots of interest and lots of suggestions about costs. And I think they're trying to boil down, well, how much can we do, you know, to, I think they said either save it or save or preserve or make it safety-wise, I don't know. So keep it from falling down and then maybe do more later. You know, they've done some landscaping around it, took a tree or two out and you can see it more than you could before, so.
I know there has been people that have come forward, different experts in the field that have offered their services, or portion of their services, it's kind of like a donation to the project, an in-kind donation.
I know a lot of those things, just kind of like home remodeling, it always costs you twice what you think it's going to, you know, takes twice as long, costs twice as much.
Yeah. Like, oh. You end up doing things you didn't.
Exactly.
I always joke about my $10,000 sink. We put a new sink in a home once because it was orange from the 70s, you know. And once we put a new sink in, then the countertop didn't look so good, you know. And then it's like, well, you know, we need a built-in oven next to the new sink. Yeah.
Yeah, you should have just left it orange and called it vintage.
Should have called it vintage, yeah. There were too many other orange things in the...
we had orange countertop once. <Yeah. laughs>
Thanks, Trevor. Item number 10, next meeting date and agenda items.
Commissioner Rupp, you had indicated that you won't be here at the end of September. That, along with kind of a immediate need that we should address items 7 and 8 on the agenda sooner rather than later, I'd recommend something early September as a September meeting. I can email the committee to kind of coordinate a date that works.
Are you available? I think the Wednesdays are the 7th or the 14th, 21st, 28th, but you're gone for the 28th and others.
I'm gone from the 18th through the end of the month.
So the 7th or 14th could work?
Yeah.
When's the letter of intent due?
It is due the 16th, I believe. I'll have to check that. Might be the 9th. Like you said, I think I can submit saying that we're going to be applying for it.
Do we know how long? Is it Mr. Horn that's out of the country?
Do we, John? I mean, John?
He travels on business, so he's...
So you never quite know. Should we shoot for the 7th? That's 2 weeks. Sooner the better kind of thing.
Sure.
I can make it.
I can make it, I'm sure.
Pretty sure I can.
I can
one thing that I'm just thinking about, would it be possible for the village to scan the plans that Cecile has and maybe Jack has of his house and include it with a letter to the other bidders? Because if you have the plans already done, that might entice somebody to say, well, we have, you know, we already have a jump start on it. We don't have to do a full as-built. Because the village has the equipment to scan it, doesn't the village have scanners for blueprints?
Yes, but I guess I'm...
So one of the costs that somebody's going to have is to get the blueprints and do the research onto the blueprint and who did the building of these two homes. If you can scan it and put it into a PDF file for the bidders, if you're an ascendant of Milwaukee or who's ever on the approved bidder list, they may say, oh, you already have some of the documentation that would take me a day to do, to go and gather and to get it scanned and that type of thing. So, for example, the Neville Museum just did a presentation on both of these, on both of the houses last year, so or earlier this year. So it would be helpful if you told whoever would be doing a new bid on it that we already have some of the documentation gathered, so that they would have to look at just as the house is today without having to go back through and try and dig up the old floor plans, because you have the floor plans. Floor plans aren't always available to people. And that's kind of a hard thing for people to get a hold of and then scan and that type of thing. So if you could bring in your floor plans and then have Craig scan them for you, that would probably go a long way towards cutting some of the costs on that. Somebody may say they can do it in, you know, for $4,000. Because you both have your floor plans, don't you? Jack, you have the plans?
Yeah.
And there are, you know, and Werner Schober has copies of the plans too. So that's kind of a big chunk of it, is getting the plans and getting them scanned and getting them reduced to the correct size. So if the village can scan it.
Did Werner Schober do both of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have a PDF file already?
No. They have them stacked in
paper files.
So, yeah, so they have lots of them, and they're not, you know, so they're organized by owner name, but so they'd be easy enough to find, Riley and Manningham. But since you have them already, that would probably be helpful, and then they could include it in the report, and that would probably cut, you know, save everybody at least a day or two on expenses. And, you know, $50 or $100 an hour, however much they charge, you know, that adds up.
So this is only in the case if a different vendor is selected.
Well, yeah. So if you went to the master list and you said that we have the plans and you're willing to scan them, then they don't have to include that in their bid amount because you've already done that work. And then if you have an abstract on it, that's helpful too. You have an abstract on your house? I'm sure you do. And I got one for you. But you have the abstracts, and that gets a lot of that legwork done, the book work, and then they're really looking at the architecture of the home itself. So the floor plans and an abstract, that gets them a long way. I can send you a note on it. I'll send you a note. But that would probably save, cut hundreds of dollars off the bid. And if somebody says, if that's done, they can be a lot more efficient.
I think we decided that we were not going to go out for more bids. Did we not, Trevor?
I'll contact.
Well, that's right. We were going to ask a question.
Right.
And so,
And this could be a follow-up to that.
Yeah, it could be another follow-up to that. That's right, I forgot we were going to do that. Okay, that's fine. I'm just wondering how much of a significant savings it would be.
I think it's a bunch.
Yeah. We won't know until we ask the question.
You're right.
I wouldn't presume to know that. Okay.
September 7th.
September 7th is our...
Number 7 and number 8.
Our next best opportunity. Get Mr. Horn back in the country.
That's right.
He's an international marketing director.
Is that what he does?
Aaron's. So he travels for work. Next item is adjournment.
I'll move.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.